Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hockey Talk, brought to you by the Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm Justin. This week, we discuss the Pittsburgh Penguin games against the Edmonton Oilers, Minnesota Wild, and Toronto Maple Leafs. Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguin games against the Toronto Marlies, Providence Bruins, and Hartford Wolfpack. The Wheeling Nailer games against the Redden Royals and Brampton Beast. And the Johnstown Tomahawk home openers against the Aston Rebels. We also discuss some news and injuries around the NHL. So we'll move on to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tuesday night, they played the Edmonton Oilers. Connor Sherry would score a 1:57 of the first to give the Penguins a 1-0 lead. Jordan Eberle would score at 14:23 of the first to tie the game at 1. It was just a good shot to beat Murray glove side. Patrick Maroon would score at 17:18 of the first to give the Oilers a 2-1 lead. That was on a cross-crease pass. Jordan Eberle would then score a second of the game at 3:20 of the second to give the Oilers a 3-1 lead. He just deked up Murray on that one. Carl Hagelin would score at 12:08 of the second to make it 3-2. And Evgeny Malkin would tie the game 3-3 at 5:33 of the third. Connor Sherry would then score at 18:18 to give the Penguins a 4-3 lead. And that's how the game would end. Matt Murray would make 25 saves on 28 shots. So I move on to Thursday against the Minnesota Wild. Sidney Crosby would score on the power play at 7:53 of the first to make it 1-0. Charlie Coyle would score on the power play at 18:09 of the first to tie the game at 1, score off a screenshot. Patrick Hornquist would score on the power play at 7:33 of the second to make it 2-1, Pittsburgh. Nino Niederreiter would score at 9:07 of the second to tie at 2-2, just a good shot. Eric Staal would score at 2:56 of the third to make it 3-2 Wild. Goal was off a rebound after a good first save by Fleury. Jason Pomelo would add an empty net goal at 19:30 to make it 4-2. Marc-Andre Fleury would make 40 saves on 43 shots. Moving on to Saturday against the Toronto Maple Leafs, Zach Hyman would score at 1:22 of the first to make it 1-0 Maple Leafs. It was just a weird bounce that beat Murray over the shoulder. Evgeny Malkin would score on the power play at 3:06 of the second to tie the game at 1. Chris Kunitz would then score at 19:42 of the second to make it 2-1 Penguins. Brian Rust would score at 6:58 of the third. And Sidney Crosby would score at 10:14 of the third to make it 4-1. Matt Murray would make 35 saves on 36 shots. Penguins currently sit 10-3-2. Giving them 22 points on the season. Penguins play Wednesday at the Washington Capitals, Friday at the New York Islanders, and Saturday at the Buffalo Sabres. So move on to the baby Penguins. Friday night they played the Toronto Marlies. Kirby Ritchell would score at 7:33 of the first to make it 1-0 Marlies. Kirby Ritchell would score his second of the game at 16:47 of the first to make it 2-0. Frederick Gauthier would score at 4:30 of the second to make it 3-0. And that's where it would end. Tristan Jarry would make 32 saves on 35 shots. Move on to Saturday, they played the Providence Bruins. John Sebastian Day would score at 7:01 of the first to make it 1-0 Penguins. Oscar Sundqvist would score at 8:01 of the second to make it 2-0. Dalton Hennin would score at 9:02 of the third to make it 2-1. Jake Guentzel would add an empty net goal at 19:31 to make it 3-1. Casey DeSmith would make 28 saves on 29 shots. Sunday they would play the Hartford Wolfpack. Reid Gardner would score 1:39 into the game to make it 1-0 Penguins. Dominic Simone would score on a power play goal, 8:02, the first to make it 2-0. David Warofsky would score on a power play at 19:30, the first to make it 3-0. Marek Hervik would score at 5:19 of the third to make it 3-1. Ryan Haggerty would score at 16:50 of the third to make it 4-1. Tristan Yari would make 22 saves on 23 shots. So the Baby Penguins sit at 10-2-1. And this week they play at the Lehigh Valley Phantoms on Thursday, Bridgeport Sound on Saturday, and at Hershey against the Bears on Sunday. So we will move on to the Wheeling Nailers. Friday night they played the Reading Royals. Adam Krause would score 40 seconds into the second to make it 1-0 Nailers. Robbie Sinarik would score at 1:23 of the second to tie the game 1-1. Jordan Quaz would score at 5:57 of the third to make it 2-1 Nailers. Joshua Shala would score at 10:16 of the third to make it 3-1. Derek Armey would score at 17:27 of the third to make 4-1. Doug Carr would make 25 saves on 26 shots. On Sunday, against the Brampton Beast, Kevin Schulze would score at 3:25 of the first to make 1-0 Nailers. Derek Armey would score at 18:58 of the first to make it 2-0. Chris Auger would score at 19:13 of the first to make it 2-1. Connor Crisp would score at 7:46 of the third to tie it 2-2. Adam Krause would score at 8:15 of the third to make it 3-2 Nailers. And Adam Krause would add a second goal on the power play, 12:11 of the third to make it 4-2. Cody Wideau would add an empty net goal at 19:32 to make it 5-2. J.P. Anderson would make 27 saves on 29 shots. So after the rough start, the Nailers currently sit 6-3-1. They play the Brampton Beast on Tuesday, the Indy Fuel on Friday, and at Quad City Mallards on Saturday and Sunday. On November 14th, Sam Wendell was traded to the Utah Grizzlies for future considerations. 2 weeks in a row, they made trades to teams for future considerations. Mostly just to move for roster room. They've are overloaded in their roster, so I understand them just trying to get rid of some of the excess baggage. So we'll move on to the Johnstown Tomahawks. They had their home openers this weekend, both against the Aston Rebels. On Friday, they played Marino Pecorelli, would score at 8:42 of the first to give the Rebels a 1-0 lead. Josh Basilo would score 16 seconds into the second to tie the game 1-1. Jaluca Estevez would score on the power play at 4:58 of the second to make it 2-1. Rebels. Jensen Serban would score 11:12 of the third to make it 3-1. Mitchell Hill would score 17:20 of the third to make it 3-2. And unfortunately, that's how it would end. Drew Hottie would make 22 saves on 25 shots. The two teams would play again Saturday night. Dom Garcia would score at 12:07 of the first to make it 1-0 Rebels. Tomahawks would tie the game at 1-1 at 12:41 of the first. Philip Eustis would score 14:31 of the second to make it 2-1 Tomahawks. Evgeny Yakovlev would score at 7 minutes in the third to make it 2-2. And Brennan Kapcheck would score in OT to win the game 3-2 for the Rebels. So after that disappointing opening weekend for the Tomahawks, they currently sit 13-5-2. Tomahawks play Friday and Saturday at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights. So moving on to NHL news, the New York Rangers traded defenseman Dylan McGrath to the Florida Panthers for defenseman Steven Camper in a conditional 7th round draft pick on Tuesday, November 8th. Rick Nash would score his 400th goal on Tuesday, November 8th against the Vancouver Canucks. The Arizona Coyotes would announce plans for a new stadium on Monday, November 14th. I'm just blown away that they are continually to push for this team down there. I reminds me they don't sell that well. There's Seattle, Washington wants a hockey team. Obviously, Quebec wants a team. I just don't understand it. I mean, I would love to see Seattle get a hockey team. And I know Jason and I would love for the Nordiques to come back. Obviously, it wouldn't be the original Nordiques because they're now the Colorado Avalanche. But big fans of the jerseys, big fans of the city. Just how much the city loves hockey. On the front of the Seattle pushing for a team, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, has joined a group to try to bring an NHL team to the city. So maybe that'll help them gain traction. So we will move on to injuries. Carolina Hurricanes were hit the hardest, with Brian Bickle being out indefinitely after being diagnosed with MS. Hurricanes forward Justin Falk was placed on the IR this week due to upper body injury. Detroit Red Wing forward Andreas Athisio was placed on IR this week due to lower body injury. Boston Bruins forward Noel Esili will be out 4 weeks with a lower body injury. Buffalo Sabres forward Tyler Ennis will be out several weeks after having groin surgery. Vancouver Canucks forward Jannik Hansen will miss 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured rib. Chicago Blackhawks center Tyler Motte will be out 2 to 3 weeks with a lower body injury. And the Philadelphia Flyers backup goalie will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a lower body injury. So that just about covers all the hockey talk for this week. You can follow the podcast at on Twitter at Mace Dick Sports Pod, on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. Email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox Live at Boost4608. So until next week, guys, see you on the ice.